the ability of transcendence to manifest in matter is a real challenge to the conditioned soul, a conception extremely difficult to understand. Today we're continuing our reading in Srimad Bhagavatam, how Brahma is described as leaving his lotus seat and going down the stem. It says that he went into the water, and although he approached the Lord, he wasn't able to actually find the root or the origin of the lotus stem. Brahma was following the way of materialists, which is that the origin of a thing can be traced through the byproducts of that thing. In other words, if you go down the branches and trunk of a tree, you come to its root. And with a similar logic, one would think that if you go down the stem of a lotus, you'll also come to its root. But in this case, that wasn't the case. Brahma couldn't find the root, although the root was there. And this is what's really sort of inconceivable, that by material consciousness, one cannot perceive something which actually is present. For instance, within this microphone, Krishna is present within every single molecule and atom of this microphone. But no matter how much I drill into the microphone or go into it, I'm not going to find Krishna. So the supreme transcendence is present within matter. And simply by going into matter with a materially molded consciousness, I can't find the transcendence. It requires a change of consciousness, a development of consciousness to perceive that which is already there. Krishna is also present in all things. Ito nishingo, parato nishingo. He's inside everything, he's outside everything. Tadejati, tadnaijati. And yet, people fail to see where he actually is. For instance, Lord Brahma later on talks about pantastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo, about traveling at the speed of mind. You can go by material conveyance for an unlimited period of time, and you will never find him who's where you are right now. Not only he's where you are, but he's also within you. You don't have to go anywhere. He's already where you are, or you are wherever he is. But it's a matter of purification of consciousness, a change of consciousness by which you'll be able to perceive him. And without a change of consciousness, then you'll never be able to perceive him. So after Brahma purified his consciousness by dint of the performance of tapasya or austerity, then Bhagavatam describes how, then again looking down into the water, then he saw the bed of Ananta Shesh with Garbhadakshay Vishnu lying on top of it. What wasn't visible to him before became visible. In fact, in going down into the stem, he went down apparently beyond where Garbhadakshay Vishnu was already lying. And this lesson exemplifies for us the fact that Krishna, the supreme transcendence, is already present. He's already present even within matter. It requires consciousness to see him. And not only is he present, but he also manifests within matter. How does he manifest within matter? Jayajitamam prapadyante. He reciprocates with developing or purified consciousness within the deity, within the holy name, within Mahaprasadam, we see Krishna to the extent that our consciousness becomes more and more purified. And ultimately, when one's consciousness is fully purified, which means that it is spiritually enlivened, it is no longer inhibited by any contact with matter, then in those things which were previously material, we'll actually see the fully manifest form of transcendence. So then we will not see a deity, but we will see Krishna standing personally present before us. We won't see a mantra, or won't hear a mantra, but we'll see Krishna in the form of transcendental sound. And we won't see food, but we'll actually see the manifestation of Krishna's potency, mercy, and be able to actually taste the nectar of his lips. So transcendence is present and manifests through matter. It requires a proper methodology to invoke the presence of that spiritual potency and transcendental potency. And that's what Krishna consciousness is about. And that's why the romantic idea of spiritual life, I will go off into the forest, I'll climb up into the mountains, I'll do something very romantic, something very dramatic, and spiritual life will manifest in some type of very esoteric way, is a very mundane understanding of spiritual life. In fact, it's a misunderstanding. Because transcendence is present within apparently material activities, therefore spiritual activities, or what we call spiritual life, can appear to be extraordinary or extremely ordinary. It is the rising in the morning, the taking of a cold shower, the cooking, which everyone does in the world, and devotees also do, the selling of books, which people do, the performance of other activities like cleaning the temple, managing money, keeping accounts. All of these are material activities, and sometimes those who don't purify their consciousness, don't practice devotional service very well, they become bewildered, lose patience, and lose faith that I'm just performing ordinary material activities. How am I ever going to become Krishna conscious? But in these very apparently ordinary activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by the performance of devotional service on the basis of surrender and humility, accepting the voluntary austerity of regulated practices, he manifests himself more and more. And in activities that appear to be commonplace every day, ultimately one will see full-fledged transcendence and all the opulences of spiritual life and the spiritual world, in the same way that Lord Brahma, when he became fully qualified, was able to see at the same place where earlier there was only just water and storms and waves, and there was a lotus heading into that water, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of God. Was he not there before? No, he was always there. It's just that Brahma's vision was not there. Brahma was not qualified to see. But he became qualified. And because he is the supreme intelligent person, he realized that material activities and research is not enough. One has to be humble and submissive and realize that spiritual matters, spiritual subject, only works through revelation. You cannot conquer by an inferior potency, material potency, a superior spiritual transcendental potency, what to speak of the transcendental personality of Godhead. You can only use material energy to show submission, humility, and openness, willingness, and readiness to have the Supreme Lord and his spiritual potencies manifest themselves before you. In other words, one needs to become humble and tolerant, practicing the principles of Trinidapi Sunichena while chanting Hare Krishna in order to come in contact with Krishna. No material effort, which means no effort tinged by material consciousness in which I am great, I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, will do. One has to be completely freed from such an attitude by penance, and in that way we can see transcendence manifest in matter, and ultimately see matter transformed into spirit, or where matter was, we will realize that actually there's only spirit. It was all a matter of perception or a matter of our consciousness. That our material consciousness covered matter, a spirit, and made it appear to be material. Anyway, these are some of the exciting topics that came up today in our Bhagavatam class. Hare Krishna.